The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Big Story, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom. I'm Olivia Kui.
I'm Haryanto Diman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. In yet another case of maid abuse, a 51-year-old woman was convicted today of two counts of abusing her Myanmar maid. The attacks left the victim with bruises and a loss of hearing in her left ear.
The woman was acquitted of two other counts of maid abuse as the judge found that the maid's evidence in these instances had not been, quote, unusually convincing. The woman will be sentenced on March 17th.
Meanwhile, following the harrowing maid abuse case, which resulted in the death of Myanmar national Piang Ngai Don, the government is carrying out a thorough review to put an end to any form of abuse to foreign domestic workers.
Speaking to the media yesterday, Manpower Minister Josephine Teo outlined three particular areas in this review, namely safeguards against abusive employers, the reporting system for doctors who periodically examine domestic helpers, and a look at how the community can play a role in flagging possible abuse.
Lawyer with Tito Isaac & Co. Justin Chan is here to weigh in on what can be tightened as part of the government's review. Justin, this week alone, three separate cases of maid abuse were reported, indicating that perhaps the existing safeguards are not adequate enough. Now, when it comes to protecting the safety of our foreign domestic workers, what gaps in the system need to be given immediate attention?
I wouldn't say that there are gaps. As far as the law is concerned, I think we have a legal system that has very harsh penalties for maid abusers. For example, Section 73 of the Penal Code already provides for an accelerated punishment for anything involving a domestic worker. And Section 323, which is the punishment for voluntary causing hurt, carries an imprisonment for a term of 3 years. 325, which is for voluntary causing grievous hurt, carries a punishment term, jail term, of up to 10 years. So as you can see, it's really quite harsh. And also, whenever we have a harsh and applicable law, there is a system of deterrence which operates as a safeguard. But in terms of the systems, I suppose the systems can be strengthened a little bit. And this is probably from the ground up. At the time that the requirements, for example, for hiring a maid may be stricter. And it may be... For example, before you take a practical driving test, you have to pass your theory test first. So perhaps some form of an exam, a compulsory exam, which you must pass as a prerequisite before you can hire a domestic helper.
Justin, so as part of the government review that Mrs. Teo brought up yesterday, what laws can be introduced that will strengthen the framework to prevent future maid abuse?
I think that something that needs to be addressed is the doctor's reporting procedure. I think that this was a problem encountered in the Ms. Piang abuse case. It may be suitable to introduce some kind of mandatory reporting system where once a doctor sees a certain suite of ailments and injuries, for example, malnutrition, contusions, cuts, things of that nature, it must be mandatory for them to report that matter. Also, there is a reporting system of doctors can take the force of law if necessary and make it mandatory through the force of law.
Sometimes the role of third parties like neighbors, relatives, friends even, you know, they are vital in maid abuse cases coming to light. But what more can be done, you think, to instill a more proactive approach in the public flagging these cases? I mean, already the review will address the involvement of the community and partner organizations.
Well, I think at this point in time, we are very proactive. I personally have seen many cases where a person is charged not because the maid herself has made a complaint, but because for some social media source, through, of course, the social media user has reported that there's this instance of maid abuse. So I think on that score, we're quite good. But the thing that I seem to observe is that there is a lack of a monitoring process. So in terms of monitoring, I just wonder whether it would be suitable for perhaps a relevant person, make it mandatory for a relevant person to visit the household to ascertain whether there's actually maid abuse that is happening. I think a yearly visit may be suitable. The Office of the Public Guardian, for example, has a form of visit like that when they go to visit households where a person is unable to make her own decisions and she has deputy or deputies looking after her. So perhaps there's a system that we can copy and amend accordingly to apply to the domestic helper context.
Right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us, Justin. That was Justin Chan, a senior partner at law firm Tito Isaac & Co.